Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am Jesse Steele. It is Thursday, April 28th, and this is the local news. Speaking of local news, how cool is local news? You know, just the ability to get stuff out there locally. You don't have to look things up. You don't have to find it. And that's what you get at Eastern Sierra Now. You know, we got the app coming out here pretty quick. It's already in the hands of some being beta tested, and it's getting, you know, rave reviews. So definitely worth checking out. We'll have links all over the website when it is available, as well as you'll be able to check it in your app store, like through the Apple App Store and whatever those are called. So that'll be great. It'll be right there in the palm of your hand. That's the way. I mean, I want to say that's the future, but what it is the present. You know, here in Bishop and Mammoth, we're about 10 to 15 years behind everybody else usually. So what this is doing is catching us up to everyone else and making it really, really simple for you to find out, hey, where's the band at tonight? Hey, what's the best special going on in town? What's the local news? You know, that kind of thing. So anyway, check that out. Be ready to do so. In the meantime, the easiest way to get it, head over to EasternSierraNow.com, put in your email address right there on the right-hand side, and hit subscribe. That way, everything that comes out gets sent right to your email. It's the quickest, it's the easiest way. We have 895 people doing it already ahead of you, so you want to be that 896. We're aiming for 1,000. At 1,000, we're going to do a giveaway and give away some prizes to people that are subscribed. So, be a part of that. You're going to want to. We also have all social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the stuff with Twitter now coming on with Elon Musk and buying it and all that stuff. You know it's going to take a big turn one way or the other, so you want to check that out. So if you're not on Twitter, you're probably going to want to be. I think it's going up. I bought a little stock in Twitter because I'm thinking it's going to bloom, shall we say. So go over, head over, check us out on Twitter, check us out on everything. All those links are right on Eastern Sierra Now. It's super easy to get to. Click it, subscribe, like. YouTube, we have huge YouTube audience. We put stuff out constantly. We are in the works right now with sheriff candidate Stephanie Rennie to get her on Just a Minute with Amy Smith and get her opinion about her campaign and running for Inyo County Sheriff. So stay tuned for that. Should be just in a few days. So let's get to some news here. First up, Inyo National Forest to enforce no vehicles off-road at Grant Lake. The Mono Lake District of the Inyo National Forest will be enforcing the Motor Vehicle Travel Management Plan, which prohibits vehicles traveling off roads at Grant Lake. This decision is due to historically low lake levels that have led vehicles to drive on the dry lake bed for the last few years, as well as concerns about water quality due to increased motorized use. This type of use is causing resource damage when vehicles get stuck. Stuck vehicles can also cause oils and fuels to leak onto the lake bed. Campers parked very close to the water's edge have been observed dumping gray and black water, which is concerning regarding water quality. Yeah, you think? Hadoy! Existing roads remain open. However, signage will be placed at the end of the designated roads identified on motor vehicle use map. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now if you want to check that out. Please respect and adhere to the roads based on the maps and signs around Grant Lake. Grant Lake provides valuable recreation opportunities such as fishing and paddleboarding. Visitors will be able to park and walk over the dry lake bed to the water's edge. Those looking to disperse camp around the lake should utilize areas that are regularly used above the normal water level, as well as follow dispersed camping ethics. There's a link to this at about safety and ethics at EasternSierraNow.com. I can't believe campers would do that. That's ridiculous. Just use your brain. I mean, so many people are just so rude and just do not give a shit about stuff. It's ridiculous. So anyway, let's hope they can get that under wraps with this new law. Okay, what else do we got here? There's an agenda for the GBUAPCD, Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District. That's May 5th. The agenda is, and all the stuff about the board meeting, basically, that you need to know, is at EasternSierraNow.com. It's a 10 a.m. Zoom meeting on May 5th. Speaking of Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, they are requesting public comment right now. The The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, that's a mouthful, requests public comment on the district's decision to allow construction of asphalt and aggregate processing plants in Olancha, California. Pursuant to District Rule 205, the district solicits public comment on proposed permits to be granted to Fisher Sand and Gravel Co. for an asphalt plant, 2 aggregate processing plants, and 5 diesel engines approximately 1 mile southwest of Olancha, California. Proposed permit conditions and supporting documents are available for inspection at the district office upon request. The facility will be required to operate in compliance with all district, state, and federal air quality standards and regulations. Comments will be accepted until the close of business on May 31st, 2022. Submit comments to permits at gb.uapcd.org or the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, 157 Short Street, Bishop, California, 93514. So, you got an opinion about that? Let them know. You got till the end of May. You know, Mammoth is still open. We did not have a great snow year. You know, the depth, I think, is at 70 inches now. But there's a lot still open. There's quite a few trails there. Let me get this open. You know how the internet is around here. They got 11 lifts open still. There's 4 parks and 83 trails. So there's still plenty of skiing to be done out there. You need to head out and do that while you got the chance, especially if you got the pass. You paid for it, man. So get up there and get it done. I believe closing day is Memorial Day. So we are, no pun intended, closing in on closing day. So you're going to want to get up there and do that. So there is a new dental service being offered in Bishop. This came from Brianna Goyko at the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. The Valley Health Team adds dental services in Bishop. Valley Health Team, which opened a community health center in Bishop in January of 2021, is now expanding services to include dental beginning Monday, May 2nd. In addition to providing medical services, the Bishop Community Health Center is now offering adult pediatric dental services, including routine preventative care, sealants, fillings, and extractions. "We are very excited to bring dental services to the beautiful city of Bishop," said Soyla A. Reina Griffin, Chief Executive Officer of Valley Health Team. Valley Health Team is committed to providing accessible, comprehensive, and quality health care in a culturally and linguistically appropriate manner, regardless of the patient's ability to pay. Bishop Community Health Center first opened its doors January 12, 2021, offering medical services to Bishop and the surrounding communities. The health center is located at 459 West Line Street, Bishop, California, 93514. Medical hours are from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and dental hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Mondays and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Fridays. Patients can call to schedule an appointment today. For more information about Bishop Community Health Center or to schedule an appointment, please call 760-784-7020. To learn more about Valley Health Team, please visit their website at vht.org, or you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Valley Health Team. Valley Health Team is a Joint Commission accredited nonprofit federally qualified health center serving patients throughout the Central Valley and Eastern Sierras with an operating budget in excess of $39 million. In 2021, Valley Health Team provided healthcare services to over 37,762 patients, with approximately 84% of those patients at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. Well, that's cool. I didn't even know that was here, so that's actually really awesome and good for a lot of people. So, very cool, and kudos to that. And hey, get over there and get your teeth done, man. I might just do it myself. Still got all my pearly whites. I haven't turned into a hillbilly yet. But that's what you go to the dentist for, is to make sure you don't. Is hillbilly a term I'm not supposed to use? Cletus the slack-jawed yokel? Oh, yuck. That's more goofy. Of course, he only had 2 teeth, so maybe... maybe Goofy should have probably head over to the dentist. What do we got here? Oh, this is cool. Mono County sent us this email today, and they are helping small businesses with the California Dream Fund, which is now open, the EIDL and Employee Retention Tax Credit. California Dream Fund, now open. Email your interest to the Bakersfield Small Business Development Center at casbdc@ucmerced.edu. The $35 million California Dream Fund program that will provide micro grants up to $10,000 to seed entrepreneurship and small business creation in California. Areas of focus will be childcare, service and cottage food, green technology, retail, and manufacturing. If you are interested in this program, please email the Small Business Development Center in Bakersfield, again at casbdc@usmerced.edu.